All right, let's change gears to talk about fish. The Amazon watershed, all of its rivers, tributaries, and then the mighty Amazon River itself is full of fish. In fact, the highest fish diversity, freshwater fish diversity in the world occurs in the Amazon River. Hundreds and hundreds of species. Actually, catfish and their relatives are one of the most speciose or species-rich groups found in the Amazon River system. Being a fish in an Amazon River is not particularly easy because the Amazon rivers, most of them are whitewater rivers, and thus they're very murky and have low visibility. They also tend to have relatively low oxygen concentrations because of the slow-moving nature with low light levels, not much plant photosynthesis going on to produce oxygen. And as I said, they're very low in productivity. That low light doesn't foster algae growth in those murky waters. And so there isn't really a food chain based on herbivorous fish that eat algae or seaweed. Rather, most of the production in the Amazon river systems comes from external inputs of nutrients. These are known as allochthonous inputs, allo meaning apart, so inputs that come from outside into the ocean, into the river. So things like fruits that fall in, leaf litter, twigs, insects, and other things that come in and serve as the base of the food web. This is in contrast to many clearer lakes and river systems where there's lots of light and lots of autochthonous production, namely algae, photosynthesis carried out by algae. So in Amazon river systems, these external inputs are upon what most fish at the bottom of the food chain rely on. So really the majority of fish in Amazon river systems are eating other fish. So most of them are predators, but they have varied feeding strategies, various ways of capturing that prey, because sight isn't very useful in murky water. These fish have highly developed electrosensors to detect vibrations or electromagnetic waves in the water. The extreme of this is the electric eel that not only can sense very low voltage electrical impulses, but can also emit an extremely high voltage shock to stun its prey. Some fish are able to use sounds and echolocation, not just to find prey, but to communicate with one another and find mates. So there are a lot of different sensory adaptations that Amazon fish have to function in this low light environment. Some Amazon fish eat seeds and are as such important seed dispersers. And this is particularly the case in varzia, in flooded forests, or the varzia.